Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Vicky, and I'm calling you back on behalf of customer support. There was a message to return your call. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'm calling because I noticed on my debit card there were two charges yesterday for $6.95. I have no idea who this is and what the charges are for.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you could assist me.
I'd be more than happy to, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can pull up that account, please?
07002.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name, please?
Marinda Clark.
Okay, Ms. Clark, thank you. And for security purposes on your account, ma'am, could you please verify your shipping address?
Well, what is this, first of all, before I give you all this information?
Okay, we're not allowed to discuss an account until we have confirmation that we're talking to the right individual, ma'am. It's just their policy. I'll be more than happy to give you all the details as soon as you verify your shipping address, please.
82 Cottage Street, Bayonne, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. It looks like you paid $6.95 on 3/16 twice for keto products. It was
For
the
what?
Keto
What is
balance.
that?
It's their dietary supplements. It was the keto itself and then a cleanse. You paid $6.95 shipping and handling for both. There was a $24.95 charge for a fitness tracker that they added on, but your bank declined that charge. You
And
don't
they
recall?
must. Oh, I do, but I was canceling that whole order.
Okay, did you
I
did
didn't want all of that. I didn't want all of it. And once, because there was an error in when I was ordering, and instead of me ordering one thing, I got all the things that they had listed, and I don't. I did. I was upset, and I canceled the whole thing.
Okay, hang on just a moment for me, ma'am. I'm seeing any notes in your account. Oh, you canceled it on the computer, you mean? You didn't call in to cancel,
No,
ma'am?
no, no, no. I called my bank.
Oh, okay.
So I really want to cancel. Like that. What is that?
The trial, 14-day trial. Well, I could extend it out for you, ma'am, for a full 30 days because it's already shipped out. Let me track it and see. It's in transit. It's shipped out on, let me go back, the same day, actually. Well, the order was placed on the 16th. It shipped out on the 17th. It's en route to you. It generally takes 2 to 4 days.
So what do I do when I get it since I don't want it and I want to be refunded?
Okay, because it's already shipped out, ma'am, I don't believe I can refund that shipping and handling. Give me just a moment, please. So you say when you called your bank, you called about the charges, the $6.95 charges.
It was the yeah, because I excuse me. Yeah, because I was upset with trying to, this is what I don't like about ordering these items online, because the one item that you want is you order that, but then before you can get to the checkout, they have all these other things that they say you might be interested in, and in order to get out of that, you have to go through the whole, look at all that stuff.
Yes,
And then
ma'am.
get to the checkout. And I don't want to do all that. I
Yes,
just
ma'am.
don't
I
want to
understand.
do all that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, Ms. Clark. Did you file a dispute with the charges? You say you canceled. You meaning that you filed a dispute?
Well, I don't know who I need to cancel the dispute with. I guess I need to call my bank and tell them.
Okay, I thought you said you canceled it with your bank, so you haven't filed a
I
dispute.
did. I did because I there was a 30, you just say a $34.95.
There's a
So I.
$24.95, ma'am, and that
Yeah,
was
I
declined
guess.
by your bank.
Yeah, and then there was, I think there was something else.
There were two charges of $6.95.
Right. Yeah, and I didn't want the second charge. I didn't want that other stuff that there was the regular keto thing, and then the cleanse. I didn't want that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I just spoke with my supervisor, and she said she gave me authorization to go ahead and refund those shipping and handling charges. So let me process that for you. You'll get two refunds in the amount of $695.
Yes.
And I put those back on your Visa card ending 8343. The products, as I stated, have already shipped out, ma'am. You can just enjoy them. They don't accept them back into the warehouse. You don't have to send them back. If you don't want to take them, you don't have to take them, but they don't accept them back into the warehouse. So because they're already shipped out, there's no way they can be stopped. But I have refunded you $695 twice.
Okay, let me explain something. During that episode, my bank, the card that I the card ending in 083, whatever the number was,
mm-hmm.
That was the card that I used at the time, and because I thought that those additional charges were fraudulent, they canceled out that card, so I had to get a new card.
Yes, ma'am. The money will roll over to whatever new card they assign you, ma'am.
Are you sure?
As long as the account number and the routing number are the same, the money will be forwarded to the new card.
No. What they do is they discard that card. It's just like the card was stolen. So that card is no longer any good. So I'm not certain you'll be able to put that money back in that card because it's no longer in effect.
I understand that, ma'am. What I'm saying is they canceled that card. As long as you have the same account number and routing number, I'm not referring to a card number, ma'am, the money will automatically transfer to the new card that they assign you, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. That's because, in other words, I didn't understand because I've never had to really do this before. So
yes, ma'am. I understand.
I don't know how it works. Yeah.
Okay.
But so as long as I get those charges back, and what I could do is I can just send you the box unopened.
No, ma'am. They don't accept anything back into the warehouse. The products are yours to keep. I refunded $13.90 back to your card, or to the old card. And as I stated, it'll roll over to whatever card they assign you.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything? I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready to write it down, ma'am. And I sent you a cancellation confirmation email and refund confirmation emails to the email address that you placed on file, which is skylie0127@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct. All right, I'll take that cancellation number.
Okay, one moment. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cat, 6627 28 96 5.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, ma'am?
No. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Vicky, V-I-C-K-I.
Oh, I have that's my niece's name. So thank you, Vicky. You've been very helpful. And
yes.
I appreciate.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, Miss?
No, it is.
Clark.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer support. Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.